time. Choice, genetics, lifestyle, diet, habits, chemistry, movement, rest, mindset. This course is not a quick fix. I'm not going to promise 10 hacks that will change your life in a few seconds, even though that does sound catchy. We're not going to uncover that one weird herb or supplement that will magically put you in a prime mental state. What we will do is give you the tools and information you need to start to take action for yourself and create a lifestyle that fosters optimal mental health. In our first sessions, we've introduced the concepts that make up the foundations of our overall understanding of mental health, the foundations of the brain, how it works, and what can go wrong, to understand how to best improve the symptoms of anxiety and depression. However, we have to ask, what external factors are contributing to them in the first place? We know there are some reliable culprits: chronic stress, drugs and alcohol, physical illness, lack of good sleep, environmental toxins, lack of physical activity, social isolation, and obesity have all been consistently linked to an increased risk for depression and anxiety in dozens and dozens of research studies. And at the end of the day, this course is a primer on mental fitness. And mental fitness is, as I define it, the knowledge, patterns, habits, and skills that culminate in a more enjoyable, more mentally sound life. In effect, it's not a result, but a lifestyle. If you're watching this, you've probably read countless articles about all of these things. You've scanned diet and exercise blogs. You've heard hundreds of tips, like drinking celery juice or putting butter in your coffee, about sleep hygiene and time blocking. And I suspect if you're like me, you've bought and tried some of these products, because goodness knows, there are more people than ever trying to sell you stuff to feel better. So rather than complicate, I want to simplify, to get back to the root causes and core pillars of good mental health. And I want you to leave with the confidence and clarity you need to start making even small choices that will help you reclaim agency in your life. And with that, I want to introduce some core tenets of mental fitness. Simplicity. You might be thinking, is this guy going to make me give up bread or coffee? Am I going to have to run for 11 hours a week? And how many of these toxins are actually poisoning me anyway? Each of us has our own tastes, values, and needs when it comes to deciding how we want to fill our plates and fill our days. Remember, any good approach to mental fitness is tailored to your own preferences and designed around what works for you. So everything I'm saying about mental fitness should be filtered through your own sensibilities, through your own lifestyle, your culture, and your contexts. Secondly, mental fitness is a game of small changes. You don't have to completely overhaul your life all at once. Simple, small steps can have a huge impact when combined together. Nutrition. How you fuel your brain and body is important. I should know, I practice nutritional psychiatry, which looks at mental health through the lens of diet and food choice. Despite the fact that a flood of studies have now been published demonstrating that a whole food, nutrient-dense diet really is a form of medicine, both in terms of physical and mental health, many clinicians and patients are still approaching depression and anxiety in the same old ways. And that needs to change. Luckily, you don't need to rely on a mental health practitioner to make the kind of dietary changes needed to improve your mental health. You can learn how to best nourish your brain and yourself and start eating to beat depression and anxiety. Movement. This is a two-for-one that basically asks, what are you doing and what are you not doing? This includes physical activity, exercise, getting around, as well as social activity. Who are you seeing and with who are you spending time with? More fundamentally, what are you spending your time on? The brain is not a muscle, but it was designed to thrive and grow as a living, changing organ. Rest. A good night's sleep is something that many people struggle with. And when our sleep is good, we hardly think about it. It is a crucial ingredient for overall mental well-being. Mindfulness, purpose, and goals. We're looking to establish a fundamental engagement with the self. That's what all this is about. When I first meet with patients, I want to know how we'll know that our work together has been successful. And so often when I see the results of good clinical care, the results of good therapy, of lifestyle changes, I see that people have a better and more clear sense of their own purpose, their ability to enter into a mindful state of great self-awareness. These tenets are fundamental to mental fitness, our ability to engage in the self and understand our inner world, to get into a mindful, attentive, and focused state, and to work towards achieving the things that we feel closely connected to as our purpose. Connection. Connection to our own self and purpose, connection to those around us whom we love, and connection to our greater community and to the world. Connection is a fundamental piece to feeling your mental best. Historically, we've put minimal thought and focus into how our own choices relate to our brains. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can dictate what sort of building materials you want to provide your brain. You can eat very high quality, nutrient-dense ingredients and foods that help your brain function at peak performance. You can avoid toxins, pollutants, habits, and substances that do just the opposite. You can even focus on getting a good night's rest. And when you do these things, you're in a place to better prevent and manage depression and anxiety. Because oftentimes, healthier brains are made, not born. By the end of this, you'll get a look at some of the most important new concepts in mental health. You'll engage with your own body and your own mind. You'll be on the path to leading a life you want to live in a way that you want to live it. All of these core tenets will help you to achieve these things, and it all starts with making the decision. So let's look at some key takeaways from this module. This course is a primer on mental fitness. Mental fitness can be thought of as the knowledge, patterns, habits, and skills that culminate in a more enjoyable, more mentally sound life. Your modern brain faces many challenges. Chronic stress, drugs and alcohol, physical illness, lack of good sleep, environmental toxins, lack of physical activity, social isolation, and obesity. And these are all linked to an increased risk for anxiety and depression. Core tenets of mental fitness are simplicity, small changes, nutrition, movement, social activity, rest, mindfulness, purpose and goals, and fostering a stronger connection to others, ourselves, and our communities. Instead of empty promises of quick fixes and hacks, mental fitness prioritizes building the foundation of good mental health by addressing root causes, often contributing to mood and anxiety symptoms, and fostering habits for optimal mental health. Remember, any sustainable approach to mental fitness must be tailored to your own preferences, culture, and circumstances. You have the power to dictate how much or how little these core tenets play a role in your life. This course is designed to empower you to improve your mental fitness. After all, the healthiest brains are made, not born.